It's Thursday, March 14th, 2024, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Devon's breakthrough in AI resolving over 13% of engineering tasks autonomously. The EU sets a global precedent with the world's first major AI act to regulate artificial intelligence from this year. And AR/VR headset market sees a 130% year-over-year growth in Q4 amidst technological innovations in healthcare. This is the Business of Tech. Today's episode is supported by CoreView. Your customers need your Microsoft 365 expertise, and CoreView has the only M365 management platform designed for MSPs. Manage hundreds of tenants, automate manual tasks, and monitor compliance, all while intelligently comparing to the baseline. With a no-code control approach, CoreView revolutionizes your Microsoft 365 administration. This powerful platform enables automatic reporting and remediation, ensuring optimal performance and security. The best part? You achieve this high level of service without the need for a large workforce, allowing you to focus on growing your business through efficiency. Want to know more? Visit coreview.com/MSP and find out more. Microsoft Security Copilot, also known as Copilot for Security, will be in general availability starting April 1st this year. Pricing starts at $4 per hour, calculated based on usage. Provides real-time assistance to security personnel and can pull data from various Microsoft security services. Security Copilot can work as a standalone application or an embedded chat window. It offers suggestions based on conversations or incident reports and can quickly generate tailored incident reports. During the private preview and early access, partners provided feedback and customized Security Copilot to their workflows and scenarios. Cognition has launched Devon, the world's first fully autonomous AI software engineer. Devon can plan and execute complex engineering tasks, learn over time, collaborate with users, and resolve 13.86% of issues end-to-end. It aims to assist engineers and help them focus on more interesting problems. The Verge reports that Perplexity is using Yelp data to provide suggestions to users. The chatbot aims to improve user experience and offer personalized recommendations based on the data it can access. Why do we care? Security Copilot could be a significant tool in providers' arsenal, particularly as you pay on demand. It's there when you need it. Savvy providers will ensure they're trained and ready to integrate its use into their processes, as you don't want to learn the tool while handling a crisis. Take a moment to consider a fully autonomous software engineer. Sure, 13% sounds low. This is far beyond the previous state-of-the-art at 1.96%. As noted in the coverage, even when given the exact files to edit, the best previous models can only resolve 4.8% of issues. I think it's obvious why we care. This is a highly skilled role that it's being eaten into, and one should easily see the other roles that can be impacted. Big news on the legislation front. According to CNBC, European lawmakers have passed the world's first major act to regulate artificial intelligence. The EU AI Act categorizes AI technology based on risk levels and is expected to enter into force in May 2024. The act aims to govern AI while enabling innovation and safeguarding fundamental rights. Implementation will be staggered from 2025 onward. This act is seen as a milestone for international AI regulation and may pave the way for other countries to follow suit. And if you're skeptical of whether EU laws make a difference, here's some data from the Register. Since implementing a browser choice screen to comply with Europe's Digital Markets Act, Brave Software, Mozilla, and Vivaldi have experienced an increase in browser installation on iOS devices. Choice screens have proven effective in reducing market dominance in the past. Google plans to offer search engine and browser choice screens on Android devices, while Apple has opened the door for non-WebKit browsers on iOS in Europe. According to a joint study by the U.S. Copyright Office and the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, existing intellectual property laws in the U.S. are sufficient to handle copyright concerns related to non-fungible tokens, or NFTs. While NFT technology is evolving, the study concludes that new laws specific to NFTs would be premature, but public education initiatives should be implemented to increase awareness. The study emphasizes that copyright issues raised by NFTs are generally not novel and can be addressed under existing copyright law. According to the Washington Post, lawmakers are grappling with how to regulate deepfakes, particularly non-consensual deepfake pornography and child sex abuse material. The debate revolves around balancing addressing the issue and protecting First Amendment rights. Some argue that existing laws should be enforced, while others believe new legislation and platform accountability are necessary. Several bills are being considered. Their passage is uncertain. Why do we care? There's a balance. First, existing laws do apply in a number of scenarios. That's not to be dismissed. I'm not keen on NFTs, but I did want to note how technology can be evaluated and how existing laws can be applied. We'll see this play out over deepfakes too. But regulation does have an impact. I paired the two EU stories to show that. The AR/VR headset market experienced a surge in Q4 2023 with a 130.4% year-over-year growth, indicating a shift in consumer interest and technological advancements. Meta regained market share with its low-cost, high-volume strategy, while overall shipments of headsets in 2023 declined by 23.5%. compared to the previous year. The market began to recover in the year's second half with new product launches and an economic recovery in key regions. So let's get to some interesting use cases. Apple is showcasing new Vision Pro apps that offer immersive healthcare experiences. These apps enable surgical planning, medical training, mental health support, and the exploration of the human body. The mixed reality experience of the Vision Pro headset integrates digital content with the real world, providing spatial experiences for medical professionals and patients. Some highlighted apps include My Mako for surgical planning, Serrano Health for training on new equipment, Cinematic Reality for exploring human anatomy, and Xaia, X-A-I-A, for AI-powered mental health support. Doctors at Cromwell Hospital in London have used the Apple Vision Pro during spinal surgeries. The software, developed by EXEX, with the X's capitalized, allowed the medical team to view virtual screens in the operating room to select tools and monitor surgery progress. Ray-Ban's Meta sunglasses now have the ability to identify and describe landmarks, acting as a tour guide for travelers. The feature provides text and audio descriptions of landmarks, offering additional information to enhance the user's experience. This new capability is part of Meta's multimodal features and is available to users in the Early Access Program. Why do we care? This is a small but exciting market, and it's growing. My eye is on these business use cases. We're not spending time on dinosaurs looking realistic in your living room. We're focused on applications for commercial use. Healthcare certainly is one such scenario. With an eye for emerging market spaces, these use cases appear tangible, impactful, and quite profitable. Hey, software vendors, interested in supporting the show and getting recognized in a simple way? Want to try out podcast recognition, but concerned about the budget? Want to support the community and get credit for it? Want critical link backs to your website? Want access to me for answering your questions? The Business of Tech now has a Patreon supporter option just for you. Sign up at patreon.com/MSPradio and get shout-outs on the live shows, recognition on the Business of Tech website, and access to me for your questions and answers about what's going on in the MSP space for your organization. It's easy to do. Just sign up at patreon.com/MSPradio. Thanks for listening. It's Pi Day, of course, so bring out that inner math geek. It's also National Potato Chip Day. Have a question you want answered? We take listener questions. Send them, ideally as a voice memo or video, to question@mspradio.com. I answer listener questions live each week on our Wednesday live show on YouTube and LinkedIn. Next week, 3 p.m. Eastern. Got a comment or a thought? Put it in the comments if you're on YouTube, or reach out to me on LinkedIn if you're listening to the podcast. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines, posted at businessof.tech. If you like the content, please make sure to hit that like button, follow, or subscribe. It's free and easy and the best way to support the show and help us grow. You can also check out our Patreon, where you can join the Business of Tech community at patreon.com/MSP Radio, or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. Finally, if you're interested in advertising on the show, visit mspradio.com/engage. Once again, thanks for listening to me, and I will talk to you again on our next episode of The Business of Tech.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.